can answer that.
Go ahead.
I can answer that. If you ain't got an answer, I can answer that.
Go ahead, you can answer. All right.
I have a theory, and this has always been proven to be true. The theory is this. Wherever you, whenever the hottest girls come from the roughest ghettos. So, Chris, I don't know where the fuck you stay, but I need you to find the worst ghetto and just stand there. And then just pick a hot bitch. This is where, like, I used to date this girl. I can't name names. I want to name her name, but I can't name names on this podcast for legal reasons. No, no bullshit. I don't want to embarrass nobody. But this girl was smoking hot. It was, I shouldn't be around you hot. And I met her at the mall. I used to work in the mall. And she also worked in the mall. She worked at, like, fucking Deb. She went in one of those girl stores. Yeah, like where they sell the cheap jewelry and shit. So, and we went on like 3 fucking dates before. I don't even know what she said. I just knew her name and number and like random shit you find out on dates. Like, we went, it was such a mall relationship because, like, I could clock out. I used to work at GameStop in the mall, so I could clock out, she'd clock out of Deb, and we'd go to the movie. We was in Macomb Mall. So we'd go to the dollar show and sit back and talk and chill and shit. So it was such a mall relationship, and then I could leave and clock back in and leave her the fuck alone. And, like, it got to the point, she was like, hey, you ever mind just coming over my house? I said, you know what? I'll come over your house.
Whoa.
I'm not going to say where she stayed, but if you, I don't know where you're from, Chris, but if you anywhere around Detroit, she stayed, I didn't know this shit crossed, but she stayed at 75 at Kniff. That's the hood, nigga. It's nothing but factories and broken freeway parts. It's not even real streets. It's like freeway, it's the freeway that they didn't put together. And somehow they merged that into the street, and that's what it is. And the street signs, it's such the hood, because none of the streets match their names, because, you know, hood niggas, they flip street signs around so the popos can't find them. So when they do patrol, they switch streets around. Like, I know all the hood tricks, and I was so scared going over her house. So I was on the phone. I was on the phone with my baby sis, one of my play sisters, and I was just telling her, I was like, if I don't call you by 11:30, nigga, call the cops. If I don't call you, I'm sick. I will never stay. I couldn't stay overnight there. I couldn't. Her house was like, it was a house in the back of a, no bullshit, it was a house. It wasn't a project per se. It was like they gave up. Wow. It was like they were building a good project, and then they realized, fuck it. There is no reason. This place is uninhabitable. There is no way anyone will ever stay here. So we're going to give, and she stayed by herself, which is amazing. And I asked, I was like, you got a gun? You got something? She's like, no. Like, the people out here is pretty nice. I knew that was a lie. Like, I knew it was a lie, but I wasn't going to stay and find out. Like, I immediately just start asking questions to get the fuck out of there. Like, hey, baby, you want something to eat? Let's go to McDonald's. Let's go. And I just start a shitload of questions. So, the best way to answer that, find the roughest ghetto. You'll find a bad bitch. You ain't gonna want to stay there. Like my wife, I love her. I love my wife. But my wife fits in that rule. She fits in that rule. Like my wife. Now I'm not sure if you're around the Detroit area, but I love this woman. I married her, but I got the Roy York here.
Yes, he's here.
I'm gonna tell you where her house was. Before we got married while we was dating. Ready?
I'm ready.
On the corner of Nevada and Seven Mile.
That's the hood.
So, yes! So, for those who haven't seen my wife, That's a testament. She fits in that theory that you want to find a bad bitch, go to the roughest. Granted, it ain't as rough as 75 in Kniff. Because that's just uninhabitable, nigga. That's, I couldn't go over there. I couldn't go.
You won't catch me walking down there, never.
Fuck walk.
I probably wouldn't even drive.
Fuck walk.
And I got a CW, and I probably
fuck
deal
walk,
with a
nigga.
Child over there.
If I had to walk over there, nigga, fuck that shit. Walking is out of the question over there, nigga. I need to drive as fast as possible. I need to drive as fast as humanly possible to not be there. You got anything for them just to tell them what a five bitches?
Yeah, you know, you can go to the ghetto. And also, liquor store. Girls love liquor.
Oh, that place, that 75 in Kniff, it was liquor store
exactly.
Factory. Yes. Liquor store factory. Gas station. That's how the play. Liquor store factory, gas station.
They love
that's
liquor.
All it was. And it was weird being over there. It was like the sky was gray. It was just everything. Everything about that place sucked. It was TV didn't look good. It was just TV had horrible. It was the horrible versions of whatever you watched. Like how we watching the Grammys right now.
We
watching Grammy and Justin Bieber at her house. She's watching like. I don't know, Will Smith and someone else. I don't know what it is. It was whatever the definition of poverty is, it was there.
No silver spoon.
It was arguably the worst place I've ever been. It was arguably the worst place I've ever been. Like, you ever been scared to fuck in a place? Like, I wanted to fuck, but I know I would be risking so much.
No, that still ain't gonna stop me from fucking.
Oh, go to 75 and Kniff, goddamn. Let's see how fucking. Oh, I was.
Because when the nigga in the woo woo, he don't think about where he at. You know what I'm saying? He think about.
It was. You do. I didn't think that was possible, but you start thinking about shit like, you know what? I could bring her back to my house, and I could still fuck. But it was such a dangerous place to fuck. I knew I was going to get shot if I got fucked.
I would have got it in.
If I got it in, there's a very good chance I wouldn't have a car. That's the level of it. Like, is the pussy good enough to throw up your car? And I had XM satellite radio, which is... Granted, that has nothing to do with anything... But I don't remember. It was so bad. I don't remember seeing mail. I don't remember seeing like a post office. I don't remember seeing the mail lady. I don't remember seeing anything.
You know, you gotta know with the mail ladies, you gotta catch them early in them.
It was just gray sky and factories. And like I drove past there to like around now, like current day. And I'm like, shit. And that's the only thing you can say.
That's why.
You keep driving. You don't even stop for red lights. You don't do none of that.
Police don't even be over there.
Police. The police
be over there.
Could not. Like, if you ran a red light, they let it fucking slide. They know why. They know why you didn't stop. So, Chris, that's the only thing I got for you. I got room for one more question before we end this podcast.